Back here on Regional Radio, Sean Malone. I'm now joined by head coach of the Hillsboro Hawks and coach of the year for the winter 2016-2017 Dream Team, Coach Dan Johnson. Coach, congratulations. What was the first thought that crossed your mind when you found out you were going to be coach of the year?
It's just a surprise and an honor. You don't anticipate winning stuff like that. I guess you should know you have a chance when you got two Dream Team players up there. That means you had a great season, and it's all made possible by the players. You know, there's all of us coaches, we do a lot of hard work and try to do the best we can to prepare. But it just the players make all the difference. And, I appreciate the hard work of those guys that we had up here on the stage today.
You mentioned all the coaches putting in the hard work. Those are the people who decide who gets player and coach of the year. They're the ones who are casting the votes. So how does it feel that you got voted in, not just in general, but by your peers and competitors?
But that makes it special. It really does. I've been voting for these things a long time, 11 years now, and you do. You look at it and you see the body of work, and to know that you're voted in by your peers, guys that are doing all the same things that you're doing, and they can recognize, that maybe you're doing a good job or that you're working pretty hard. That's very cool. There's a lot of other deserving coaches out there, but I do appreciate those votes. That's a very cool deal.
You got Michael Brewer and you have Gavin Pinkley make the Dream Team this year. Talk about those athletes, what they mean to you.
Those two guys, man, it's just a coach's dream. Both of them. You got one in Gavin Pinkley that's 6'8" with guard skills. Leadership skills, probably the most important part of his game after that nice frame he's got, and just the things that he can do on a basketball floor, and then the way he can lead his team. And then with Michael Brewer, you've got a combination of power, speed, and then finesse, a guy that can shoot it and do some things. And with those two guys out there, it makes my job a lot easier, that's for sure. They're awesome for us all year. They make it fun to come to practice. And they're great kids, great role models. Like I said, I got two boys at home, and if they were to grow up to be like either one of those guys, I'd be the proudest father, there is.
You got both of them coming back next year too. A good chunk of your team is returning, so I got to ask, what's the ceiling for the Hillsboro Hawks next season?
Well, like Michael Jordan said here a couple weeks ago, the roof is the ceiling, right? Isn't that what he said? No, we're real excited with the group of guys we got back. We have the bulk of our team coming back, including these two guys that were on stage. So the expectation is going to be high, but rightfully so. I know what these guys are capable of. I know what kind of work they put in, and when the season rolls around next year, they're going to be ready to go, and I will be too.
Head coach of the Hillsboro Hawks and your coach of the year, Dan Johnson, joining us on Regional Radio. Coach, thank you very much for your time.
Thanks for the coverage all year, and we appreciate what you do for the student athletes.
We'll step aside and return with more on Regional Radio.